Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Ombudsman for Children has said children and families are living in deplorable conditions at a local authority-run halting site. The No End in Sight report describes rodent infestation, inadequate sanitation and higher rates of skin and respiratory problems among the children than in the general population. Now, we're not naming the site nor the local authority to protect the identities of the children. But Ombudsman Niall Muldoon says children from the 11 families on the site are being set up for failure. Breda Donoghue is coordinator of the Traveller Visibility Group. She spoke to me a short time ago. I asked her first for her reaction to this report.
This site is quite old. It's over 30 years old and has been overcrowded from the get-go. So none of this news this morning is new. It's quite old. You know, we have been advocating for the families on this site with the local authority for years on all of these issues and trying to highlight these issues the best we could. So, you're right. Look, and the report in itself speaks for itself. I mean, if you look at right through the report, the word failure pops up through every bit of it, you know. So for me, I suppose it is a damning report, but also, look, it's very close to home. It's very concerning for us to know that these issues have been going on for such a long period, you know, and we're delighted today that the report is out and hopefully that it will give us a better opportunity to work closely with the local authorities to address some of the issues that have come up in the report.
And the fact that the local authority involved has said it accepts the recommendations of the Ombudsman and will act on those recommendations, what do you make of that?
Well, I'm delighted that the local authority has agreed with the report and is willing to act on the implementations, you know, and the recommendations. We work closely with the local authority and we recently have reinstated our interagency committee. So we're hoping to work more closely with the local authority on that, but more specifically on an accommodation. I suppose the accommodation approach is for us is key because, as you know, traveller accommodation is one of the main determinants of health. If your accommodation is poor, that's going to affect everything else about your lifestyle. I suppose, which is one of the reasons why travellers fare so poorly right across the spectrum and particularly around health and mental health.
One of the really shocking aspects of this is that, according to Niall Muldoon, according to the Ombudsman, there were only 8 offers of social housing made to these families over a period of 13 years. 8 offers over 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I suppose if you look what does happen at a local level, and particularly where travellers are involved, and if there are any offers being made, there has been reports of some practices around where if travellers are being offered accommodation on a local authority estate, local residents are first approached and asked if they have a problem or an issue with travellers being housed on those estates, you know. So there has been some major reports on that as well. So I suppose it's very concerning that only 8 families over that period of time have been offered housing, but it's not surprising. We deal with families right across the city who have some children 16 and 17 years old who've never had a home.
And, you know, in terms of bringing the site up to standard, given the level of overcrowding, is it possible on a site like that actually to make any significant improvement in the kind of conditions which are described in the report?
There's quite a large piece of land adjacent to that site, you know, that could have been developed. And actually, it is mentioned now in the latest traveller accommodation plan by the local authority as a site for traveller-specific accommodation. You know, we have been advocating for that land to be used for the last 20 years to extend that site. I mean, and there's a lot of local resistance to the site. Again, there's systemic resistance and the systemic racism around traveller-specific accommodation. So I would be saying, look, if the local authority can't manage that, that it needs to be taken away and given to somebody that can.
The focus, just finally, Brenda, on this report is obviously on the children and the really appalling conditions that very many of them are living in, and their own description of what it's like as a child to be experiencing that. Would you hope that this report really could be a wake up call in terms of tackling the issue nationwide of traveller accommodation?
Children on this site have grown up in these situations and actually have their own children now living in these conditions. But that's not just to that particular site. That's going on right across the country. You know, the children are living in those situations right across the board. So we would be hoping that there would be some work done to prioritise it immediately to deal with the issues and the inadequate situation that the travellers and traveller children are facing on a daily basis.
Breda Donoghue, coordinator of the Traveller Visibility Group.